Hey everybody, Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Want to talk to you guys about the sponsor of the Powers Old City Sports Network, Sterling Pig Brewery out of Media, Pennsylvania. Go to www.sterlingpig.com. Use the Pig on the Fly program to get their beer shipped directly to your front door. As long as you're in PA, DC, or Virginia, you can use this. Make sure you guys spend $65 or more and use promo code OCSN in capital letters to get free shipping. Remember, $65 or more gets you free shipping using promo code OCSN in all caps. Take care, guys, and we'll see you next week in the alley. What's going on, everybody? Jesse from Flyers Alley. Got the whole crew not in the house, but virtually in the house. Kurt here in Corey's spot, so we can just go around the room here. Kurt, how you doing? It's been a long time since we've had you in studio. How are things? How's the leg and such?
Good. Doing a lot better. Hopefully, I'll be back skiing next month. Hopefully. Glad to be back, though. Miss the boys.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not under better circumstances, but, you know. Corey, what's going on? You're in the Welk household. How are things?
Fantastic. Windows are open and just finished my lunch, so I'm fat and happy and ready to go.
Yeah, that window open action's about to happen here. The House of the Dead, I like to call it.
Well, I had the windows open downstairs and the front door open, and then like as I was pulling the link up and everything like that, you know, in typical Chai fashion, cop cars went by, and then the neighbor started cutting the grass with the mower. I was like, yeah, no, I'm done.
Goddamn neighbors. Yeah, you got to get used to the cops down there.
Dude, it's an everyday occurrence. I'm more interesting.
Lindsay's cousin lives at the end of that street, at the other end. And yeah, it's never a dull moment. I'll tell you that right now. It's very fucking interesting down
there. I am well aware.
I used to live down do you remember that? I used to live down the corner of Johnson and Huddle. It was
frozen, half frozen cooked pizza, and then you throw it up on the floor, or did I throw it up on the floor?
Sounds someone like
well, all we did was we flipped the plate over and put it over, and then just took care of it the next morning and went back to sleep.
Oh, God. It's like Big Daddy where the kid throws up on the floor and puts paper on it.
I didn't live there. My brother lived there and his friends, and I just came back from Oxford. Well, my boy. Look at this guy, Wade.
All righty.
What's that?
No, that's a possum.
There we go. Okay. Tune in on Saturday, Hi Roddy. You'll hear some shit all about Delco and growing up and such. Anyway, Wade, how are you? What's going on? You got a new mouse?
Doing good. Got a new mouse. Got a new headset.
All right.
I got that extra plug now. So if we ever go out anywhere, I got that extra hookup.
Now we have more extra hookups.
we need. We have like fucking a million now, which is great.
Hey,
better to have more than not enough. Yes. Before we jump into this bad boy, this clusterfuck of a week that we've had here, make sure everyone goes to Facebook, to our like and group pages, add yourself, like it and follow us. Go to Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, Flyers Alley Pod 1, and Instagram at Flyers Alley. Make sure you go to YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube page. And make sure if you guys go to www.oldcitysports.com, use promo code Philly for 10% off site-wide. There's some new stuff up there. And if anybody wants to call in and bitch and moan and complain like we're probably going to do a lot of, you can call in at 302-367-7276. Tell us what you think. There are is no holds barred. It's gonna be a fucking earthquake up there. Another earthquake. We can even talk about that. I can't wait to talk about that on Saturday. That's fucking stupid. And also, before we get into it, we do have a new segment. I want to get into that as well. We got a new guy. We got a new plug. So let's get into that real quick, and I'll explain everything that's going on there. I'm not sure.
Sent me a clip literally with a saxophone line. It's like heavy metal. I was like, dude,
it is. It's amazing. That's all they do. It's you would never know from that. Anyway, so Gary Tarps is going to be our guy. All Philadelphia sports teams jerseys. If you've seen some of them on my wall, I was actually auctioning one off last night. The Simmons one here, Kurt's here. Actually, the two All-Star Konechny jerseys, they're from Gary. They're legit fighting strap. My Yandel jersey, my this Patrick jersey that I couldn't give away to a blind person if I tried. All jerseys are $50, all sizes except for the Flyers ones. It's the new jersey from the Flyers. I actually have some pictures right here of everything he has to offer. So $50 for one of these bad boys, the Barkley jersey, TK, the new jerseys. $50. Going to Philly's route. Schwarber and Harper. $50. And if you want a powder blue Harper, $50. But if you want this bad boy, the $130.
That's a ripper. I love it.
Absolute steal. So if you guys are interested in that, I have it scrolling at the bottom here. Make sure you contact me. Give me the money. I'll run over to Gary. We'll get her done. And I'm telling you right now. It's been a while since we've done it. I sold a couple at work. Everyone's happy. So make sure you guys let me know what's going on. And now we will get finally into Alley Talk. I couldn't hear anything. It's fucking loud as fuck. Alley Talk is brought to you by us. Anyway, so we're going to go through the games real quick. We'll burn through them. I do have some topics that we got going on here. I'm sure everybody's going to want to talk about. Not people aren't going to be happy about them, but we have them. So earlier in the week, we did lose in overtime to the Islanders. I personally think this is probably the best game that we had to offer since we went to overtime and lost, except the overtime happened within like fucking 30 seconds of overtime. First period, we got Noah Cates scoring unassisted. Second period, we have Travis Sanheim scoring unassisted. And then third, we have Morgan Frost assisted by Drysdale and Konechny. And then Brock Nelson decided to play a minute and 24 seconds into the overtime for them to win, and we gained 1 point. Kurt, we'll go to you since you're in studio. Thoughts on this game, if you remember it. It's been a fucking long week, so.
No, definitely a long week. I did like how we did battle back, especially in that game at the last second. I think it was 9 seconds left in the third period. And unfortunately, it was a turnover in front of the net that turned into the game-winning goal. But I did like 2 days later, players held accountable. Ross literally said, yeah, I fucked up, and was like, I should have done better. And I'm like, you don't usually see that, especially him saying, I fucked up. You don't hear that coming from players.
Yeah, I do like a lot what Frost has been putting out. His game has escalated a little bit more than I think people anticipated. But I feel like that's the probably the most fought game we've had this entire week. Wade, I'm good to you. You remember this game? Were you awake for it? I know you had a rough week as well.
I remember clicking it on the third, us tying it up, and then Morgan Frost making a bonehead play in the OT and losing it. But at least he brought it on to himself, saying, you know, I fucked up, basically.
He did, in fact, say I fucked up.
Yeah.
And was that this game? Was it? Yeah. Okay.
Everybody on Twitter was bitching at Dry. So, oh, it was a horrible pass, horrible pass. I'm like, I screenshot. I'm like, nah, that was on his stick. Didn't accept it.
So that was the Monday game, right? Hold on.
Yeah.
Monday or Tuesday, right?
Okay. April 1st, it was Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really bad play. I didn't want to pull it in. I had the clip, but I didn't want to pull it in. Corey. What do you got?
Accountability, as everybody has said. You know, it's that's, you know, I believe for a young player like him to hold himself accountable and say, you know, hey, screwed up. There's nothing I can do about it now except come out and, you know, try and up my game a little bit more just to, you know, give that extra push. I commend him for his, you know, being accountable. He made a bad play. Nobody's perfect in the world. I give him credit for it.
It definitely does help too when you're that's kind of the mentality that your kid has as well at this point. It's just let's just move on. And I think Kurt was telling me when I was on my way to go get him, the mentality that Torts has right now is, I mean, what was it? Do you remember what it was? You said it was at the post game.
Post game conference. Usually was like, hey, it's like, yeah, we lost. It's like we let up a lot of goals. We against a good goalie, couldn't score. It's like, can't dwell on it. He's like, I'm thinking about the next game. Past, plain and simple. Can't dwell on it.
Yeah. So when you got the coach of the team that's basically having the same mentality, I mean, it's kind of easy for him to take accountability. But they're taking accountability. So, at least one of them is.
Somebody is, yeah.
So moving on to Friday's game. Yeah. So moving on to Friday's game against the Buffalo Sabres, we lost 4-2. Noah Cates scores in the second, assisted by Tippett and York. And then Owen Tippett scores again, assisted by Sanheim and Lawton. And might I add, I'm seeing a lot of my guy on here. Let's see, Owen Power and Zachary Benson, just saying. Same Flyers. I could drop the ball on that one.
How about Benson fucking empty net fucking shooting and breaking his stick? I was
yeah.
I was like,
was that Steeler with the dive too?
I died with that. Dude, it was like you had the chance for a perfect goal and all of a sudden just
wasn't it? I think it was Boosh. It was like, well, that doesn't happen ever. that never sucks. Fucking happens.
Especially for a rookie too.
Brandon Pauls checks in. What's up, guys? Corey, I know, don't know Corey, all those morons on Facebook. Sorry, wait.
It's all right, it's better.
There you go. All those morons on Facebook wouldn't have made that play that Frost did.
That's because all the morons on Facebook probably never laced up a pair of skates and don't know what to do anyway.
How to hold a hockey stick, right?
Am I left-handed or right-handed?
Fuck you, Eden. You eat beef jerky? Is it? It's not. If it's not Rachel Feld, don't show us. Okay, there you go.
It's not.
It's definitely not Rachel Feld.
It's definitely Aldi's. $3 for the bag.
I didn't know you did the old Aldi, did you? Yeah, that's Stims.
$3.
Right. Dude, okay. Let me tell you something. Everybody needs to go the Aldi route. Fucking PA and Delaware are tied with gas prices now. You got to start rocking Audi or Audi, whatever the fuck it is.
Who are you kidding?
Anyway.
I'm about to start being like these kids running around Chai here on lawnmowers. Bobby Boucher style.
Gas. They still run through the gas, though.
Yeah, but it's a lot cheaper to fill them up than $110.
Corey, you could do OnlyFans.
Well, B-picks.
OnlyFans with food.
Like dancing and stuff.
Food and beer. Like, or beef jerky and beer. That would be your fucking OnlyFans name.
I'm not even mad about that.
No, you're like.
It's got a ring to it.
You know what? I could afford to make some extra money.
I think Sterling Pig and Righteous Felon would probably be all over that. To be honest, that's amazing promotion.
That's a good PR. That's a good PR idea.
Yeah, I feel like do we need to get into this one too deep? I mean, it's basically the same story that we had against Chicago, the Habs, and then last night's game was even worse.
It was Fedotov's first game. Unfortunately, like we were out shooting the hell out of fucking the Sabres. He didn't see a lot of shots for like two periods.
And 34 shots on goal to 19.
Yeah. He saw like five shots within two periods. And then, yeah, unfortunately, he just wasn't set up. And like I said, it's going to take a little time for him to get set up. And I'm like, a lot of people don't realize, like,
he doesn't have his own pads, does he? He'd look weird.
It's not his equipment. Like I said, it's literally, it's Jones's blocker. It's Urson's glove and his pads that he originally ordered 2 years ago. So, like I said, KHL, the NHL, a lot smaller. So, it's like a lot different. He needs to get used to it. And, like I said, it just needs some reps.
Right.
I'm not worried about him at all.
You also can't bring the guy in to save the day either. You can't expect him to save the day. I feel like that's what everyone has been doing. So, I don't know. Anyone have any thoughts on this? I mean, the Buffalo said, but also the Sabres fucking goalie, Luku Pekalukinen. Let me tell you something, dude. He drugged them through that game.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was standing on his head. So.
I mean, now mind you, only having, what, five – was it five shots in the second period or something like that? And then they came out and did, like, 19 in the third period. It's, you know.
Well, it's funny because I definitely heard Bush say this during this game and during last night's game. I feel like it was – I may have heard it during last night's game. Don't quote me on that. But definitely during this one, the Sabres just sat back and watched. And then during the second half of the second period and the full third period, they just attacked. They, like, literally just watched them and saw what they were doing. Because the Flyers aren't – it's not like a puzzle that needs to be figured out. They're playing basic hockey. So, like, they're the youngest team in the league. These guys are – they're ready to rock and roll. So, I mean – I would say, and mind you, you both know this. I don't think you know this. They are my second team. Every single draft pick that I've wanted to come to the Flyers has gone to them.
Don't worry. I was like, they've done
the team. Don't make me go down the line.
That and all of my two teams. Like,
don't make me go down the line.
Oh, wait, dude, since Matthew Savoy, then Owen Power, then Zachary Benson, every single one I wanted, they're going to be good. It's going to be serious. You made me go down the line.
I was going to say, you went down the rabbit hole anyway.
They've been working on a rebuild for how many decades now?
Yeah, but now they got something now. I mean,
they have a good core defense. They have really good core defense. Like, I really do like that. They have, like, one good goalie. The other ones are not that good. Like, everybody's talking about, what's it called? The little small goalie that they got from Florida for the Sam Bennett trade. I forget his name. But I'm like, I don't see what everybody sees in him. I was like, he's not that good. But yeah. But,
I know who you're talking about. I'm trying to remember. He's got like a short name, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's very short. And he's a big Star Wars fan. He has on his helmet and everything. I thought that was cool. He actually like designed his own helmet. Like he painted it.
He painted it.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd.
With that being said, let's move on to.
Had to break up that little love fest going on.
Star Wars.
I could definitely make a fucking sound clip for everybody. It should happen. We have Gritty Frank around here somewhere. Last night, we were live at Sterling Pig for a pregame. What do you want it? Want that?
Yee!
There you go. He asked for it. So we lost in regulation, 6-2. Fucking brutal. Your boy, good Branson. It's Corey's fuck the thorn in Corey's fantasy side.
Yeah, he's
So I mean, Luxell and Adam Jennings both have their first NHL goals. Luxell was assisted by Hathaway and his in the second period, and Jennings had Cates and Addard with him. Assisted him. So you gotta, it is what it is. We're done. I'm gonna say it now. Me and Kurt were discussing it on the way here. They do have the Rangers coming up. Imagine how that's gonna be.
The Rangers, the Habs, the Caps in the last game of the season, and then
Devils.
Ottawa or Devils? The
Devils are on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Simmons game is the Devils.
So you have Montreal, the Devils, the Rangers, and then the Canadiens, and that's it. So essentially, if the Flyers wanted to make the playoffs, they'd have to win what? 3 out of 4?
In regulation, yes.
So it's kind of hard to even like navigate through that because they're not beating good bad teams. Because every bad team is so desperate to do, I don't know what they're doing, but they're desperate to just make it so we don't make it.
They're playing relaxed. We're playing stressed.
Shit, we're playing down the team's levels, and it's like you don't need that going in trying to make it to the playoffs. Like you can't do that. You can't play down the team's levels.
They're playing relaxed. They're not playing tensed up. You know, they're not having their coach say, "You don't get it. You're soft." You know, they're tensed up, but they're professional athletes. They're supposed to go out each and every single day and play the next game and play the next game and stuff. They're just too tensed up. I don't like it.
So we can get into that a little bit more when we get into the pretty look ahead and then the weekly picks. But I do have some topics that I think they were pretty. Pretty interesting to put in here. This was one that I had picked up, and again, a brief thing, but I did catch it, that Lindros thinks the Flyers handled Cutter Gauthier wrong. I don't see how that could be a thing.
It's beating around the bush. That's what he was pretty much saying. I was like, nah, it's lying. I was like, oh, yeah, we always win a Draisaitl. I'm like, no, we didn't. Like,
right.
Like, yeah, you can't lie. Players and teams are going to find that out. Rare did it perfectly.
I don't see
underneath the radar.
I don't see how it could have been done any better. If you think about it, even with what happened here with Fedotov, no one knew about it, and that does scream how much respect Briere and Jones have in the league, because or even internationally, they're doing things internationally now. And then when it happened with Cutter Gauthier, no one even said anything. The Ducks could have said something easily. I mean, they're being bent over the fucking table and rammed anyway, like every second they can get. So I mean, yeah, I said it. I don't give a fuck, Wade. I saw that look. Fucking right. Fuck the Ducks. I keep forgetting we have Ducks and Pucks on the fucking network.
Yeah. I was just about to say.
Ducks. I don't give
a fuck. I think Mike just met Timu Solani.
Oh no, they're friends. No, they're friends. They golf together and shit.
That's awesome.
I'm jealous of that.
Oh, dude, we've talked once center ice gets in their second season, they're getting fucking pelted with fucking interviews, and that's one of them. So that's gonna be fucking sick.
What, Timu? That's great.
Yeah, yeah. He actually, Mike knows a lot. Mike's also a police officer out in California, yep. So like he's respected. He asked me if I wanted Delorier's phone number, and I was like, we're not going that route, dude. Who the fuck are you? And now he's local. He's gonna come beat the shit out of me. I don't need that fucking smoke.
That'd be bad.
Yeah, I don't think this.
Go through the normal channels.
Yeah. I'll get him. Yeah. Well, dude, I would have lost. I would have been harassing the fucking player immediately, and then Goodbye. But yeah, I don't think that this is, I think this is kind of just bullshit. And it was quoted from Lindros that he thought, yeah, so this just makes me not like him even more.
He's our ambassador too. That's a sad part.
Yeah.
And he's saying that shit. I'm like, you can't just say, oh yeah, we won a Draisaitl of all time. Like, oh yeah, we didn't have problems with Couture. I'm like, no, they're going to find out. Like, honestly, Briere handled it perfectly, just like he did with Mishkov.
Right.
Sneaking him in the back door of Voorhees before the draft, saying, hey, we would like him. He goes, oh, I want to come here. So, boom.
All right. He's doing the right moves. Lindros is also the guy that wants to take the physicality out of hockey. Don't even get me fucking started on that again.
From him.
I know. No shit. No shit. You want physicality taken out of hockey. But, yeah, that was one of the things. I don't know how you guys think about it. I just don't think it, I think it was handled the right way, the whole way. Wade, anything?
It was handled the right way. Lindros should just shut the fuck up until, you know, we need an ambassador to do something.
Shut up until you're spoken to.
Exactly.
Mark Summers, by the way.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah, that's Mark Summers. We're going to get into that on the living room show on Saturday. Other thing. So Coots is hurt again. Oh, sorry, Corey, do you have anything to say about the Lindros thing?
I pretty much surmised it, you know, pretty well. You know, when you started talking about it, it just went like this. I really have nothing else to say. You know, Lindros is just trying to keep himself relevant right now, and I can't stand it.
The CT talking.
It's something. It's something.
Well, too many concussions.
The thing that's weird though is the fact that he would say that. You think John LeClair didn't have a hand in that? Oh, he absolutely had a hand in that. He was the one that went.
Yeah, he went to literally Boston College and literally was trying to talk to him. And he's like, no, I don't want to talk to you.
So like, so this is actually, this was his line mate. This is probably his best friend. Like at some point in time, they were very close. We all know that. We've all watched the Legion of Doom and watched, you know, the Flyers from back then, the best fucking Flyers on the face of the earth. But like, he had a hand. So you're basically, whoa. What'd you say?
You can't top the Brushy Bullies.
Moving on.
Legion of Doom has how many cups?
My own fucking shit against me. He's using my own.
I think it's more along the lines of Lindros still has a headache from when, you know,
Brendan Stevens knocked him in
the head. Talking.
Yeah. Greg Montour chimes in.
They got
in,
plans for that. Sorry.
How good would Lindros have been if Clark didn't get the players to help him form the Legion of Doom line? I don't know.
I think Greg Montour going to something.
This is, you know, you ever seen the ice? Oh, I gotta close one here. It's not gonna fuck you up. It's the Aldi version of ice. It's fucking 1,000 times better and it's cheaper.
That's actually it.
Yeah. We should just get an Aldi fucking sponsorship.
It's about that. Good. Why not? We're all broke and we all shop there.
That's right. That's fucking right. Gotta move around. Greg,
next up is Dollar General in Linwood to sponsor.
Whoa, I shop at Dollar General. What do you mean?
Yeah, any other one other than the one in Linwood.
Yeah, $12 fucking bag of dog food. Get the fuck out of my life, bro.
Go to the one at 5 points or something then.
I was there.
Actually, 5 points, that's what I got on.
Lynn's goes everywhere. We don't fuck around. Moving on. Coots is hurt again.
Shoulder day to day.
Yeah. So, and it's funny because obviously, I mean, besides Kurt, I do feel like the three of us are pretty established in the troll employment. If you just look on any social media, it's sad. It's just like lies. No, it's like lies at this point. It's like star player is done for his career. I'm like, he's listed day to day. Like, what are you talking about?
Phillies faithful.
It's these international ones that just grab onto it and just like it's clickbait. Oh, yeah. I would love to know how the clickbait guys make money because I could make up some shit right now.
I clicked on one and it said article based out of the UK. And I'm like, the fuck do you know about hockey?
There's some out of Uganda.
I actually almost played in the Elite League over there. I was like,
what does Dinka Dinka know about hockey?
Sam.
Noise. That's it.
Noise. Hit you with the dart. You know.
I don't think there's any validity to. The only reason why I put this in here is because I am a firm believer in. There's going to be something later. The list of off-season buyouts and trades, and I'm no one's going to like it. I personally feel like you have to buy out Couturier. It's he gets hurt on a constant basis. Now it's not his back. Now it's his shoulder. And I will say that was a fucking nasty little tweak. But like
to me, that was borderline boarding / from behind.
It was definitely boarding for sure.
He gets hurt. He's the captain of the team. He gets hurt too much. Sorry. I mean, Torts is even cutting his minutes. I mean, it's just it even looks like it may even be leading towards that. I know they probably won't.
I'll just put on long-term IR just to kill his cap. Like yep. I said, wait 4 years, easier buyout then, and an easier cap hit to hit. If you do it now, it's going to be hard. It's going to hurt us for a while.
Well, yeah. But
who knows?
It's also fair. Like I said, that you know, I said in the group messages a while back, you know, somebody talking about buying Coots out. My thing is Coots is a Flyers guy. You know, he came up through the Flyers and everything. You're talking about, you know, possibly buying somebody out. To me, Briere, Jones, and the whole Flyers organization, all their talent scouts and liaisons and ambassadors and everything, what loyalty do we have to Cam Atkinson and Cal Peterson?
We'll get into that. We're getting it. But I agree with you. And my thing is a point that you made that I don't want to forget, the one that I'm about to make. The coming up through the ranks isn't working anymore. Yeah, the people that we need are not coming up through the Flyers system. There's the older guys like the Lawton, the Sanheim, the Couturier. That's old news. The only one that's really, really honestly putting himself out there is Travis Konechny. The old guard's not working. You need to go get some new guys. I don't necessarily think any of them need to go anywhere. I do personally think, and we'll get into that. That's the last topic I have for Ally Talk is the list of the offseason buyouts or trades. And I think Couturier should be one of them at some point. It doesn't have to happen now, but yeah. But any thoughts? Wade just looks like he just wants to fucking rip my entire face off right now. Oh, you go right ahead.
Not rip the entire face off. You're saying we the guys that we need to pull up aren't there. We got to remember Jonesy and Danny B just took over this fucking shit show. So yep. He's kind of got to redraft what we're going to look like. So you got to have at least three at the earliest to 5-year plan of restock. So we got to get, you know, Tyson Forrester finally up, because maybe finally somebody might throw a fourth or a third round draft pick for him.
Morgan Frost, you want to get rid of it?
Eventually you're going to have to clean house for the new guys, for Danny B's, you know, thumbprint.
Okay. Well, we got to save this for the list of offseason though.
Okay.
You want me to pull it up now? I can pull it up now. It doesn't matter when it happens.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, he doesn't have to go right now, because Danny B, like I said, it's like a 3 to 5 year plan just to even start the thumbprint of his plan for the Flyers organization.
Well, real quick, so let me just pull these and put these in a certain order so it goes the way that it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll do the Coots is hurt. It is what it is. That leads right into the offseason buyouts and trades and such. So if you guys could compile a list, and Wade, we'll go with you first, since you were already getting to it. The list of offseason buyouts or trades and such that, you know, you think should happen, and you were starting with Forrester. You think that at some point we're gonna need to clear some room for the newer guys that are coming up, like the Bonks and the Barkley. Is it Barkley?
Barkley, yeah.
Barkley. Sorry, Barkley. You also said there was a guy, Andre. Well, there's another guy in the draft that plays with Bonk.
Oh yeah, Dickinson. He's up for this year's draft.
So
he's a high draft. I don't know if we can get him unless we're out of the playoffs.
Go ahead, Wade.
Well, if we're out of the playoffs, I believe the highest seed that we'll get is probably 13th, right around that ballpark. So But like I was saying, like if to start bringing in the new blood, like I only said Tyson Forrester because he has what, 2 more years left. So by the time that Danny B's plan goes into action, you know, maybe Tyson Forrester will be a solidified second, third line, you know, scoring chance, checking line.
You said a future move with Forrester.
Yes. Yeah. But like for this season buyouts or trades, honestly, I still think Sean Couturier's got it in him. I mean, look at you know, some of the former Selke winners. You know, look at Bergeron. You know, plays through all the times he was banged up.
Yep.
I mean, I think Couturier has a little bit more of a scoring side over Bergeron, but you know, time will tell because age, obviously. For the buyouts, I believe Ryan Ellis will be already off the books next year. Right?
Will he really?
No.
I think he's got two years left.
Okay, well, if not, then that's the one that I would go with.
Yeah, long-term IR, just keep him. Actually, we even have him on long-term IR this year. I was surprised.
It's all insurance money.
Well, so your list is consisting of you're not adding Forrester to that list just yet.
Just yet, but if there's a call, I wouldn't be opposed of them shopping them.
Okay.
Nothing less than a fifth round, but you're not going to get anything higher than a second round at best.
Depends on
because I mean, like, you see him up, he has his splashes, and then he goes dark for games. Yeah, he was killing it in the AHL, but this is the big boys league. You know, someone's not going to piss away a second round draft pick on an AHLer.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, maybe Arizona, if they're still there anymore. There's rumors that they're going to be shipped out.
I heard Salt Lake.
Salt Lake is I heard that's
trying to win fucking land they're trying to win land
in Phoenix,
what's it called, auction, trying to win land in a fucking auction.
But it doesn't help that the owner of the Amazon of the Phoenix Coyotes are saying that he's open to sell on them, but he wants nothing less than $1 billion.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy.
$1 billion?
$1 billion. I got that from another podcast. I don't know if that was from Dropping the Gloves or Missing Curfew or one of those ones. But
it's probably Dropping the Gloves because fucking Scott is all over their shit, dude, all the time. So. Oh, but Upshaw played there, so that makes, yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, you know, there's so many chances of moving these younger guys for draft picks. I mean, the reason why I also keep bringing up Phoenix Coyotes with draft picks is because they're stacked with them.
Yeah.
Actually, Chicago is really stacked.
Yep.
That's another team.
Yes. Phoenix was stacked like the last 2 years. Now it's literally Chicago. They've been stacking up.
Right.
So what's your list as far as, sir?
Yeah, because I mean, he's kind of like the shiny thing out of Philly. I mean, TK would be asking too much, and I don't think we would let him go.
No, unless he requested a trade. He's not going to do that. All right.
I mean, if he wanted to request a trade, he wouldn't have re-signed anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At some point, if he's going to go, it's going to be on his terms. It's not going to be, the Flyers aren't going to let go of him.
Right.
All right, Corey, what do you got? You got a list? I already know who's on top of it, so.
I can't stress it enough. I mean, Atkinson's been a milk cart, you know, been on the milk carton the whole year. I don't know if it's here. I don't know if it's his mentality after his injury. I don't know if it's Tortorella. I don't know. But Cam Atkinson is not the player that we thought we were going to get from Columbus. Since he's gotten here, he has not been the player that all the Flyers fans saw him play for the Blue Jackets.
I think there's a huge confidence issue with that guy. And last night, like I said, Kurt showed me last night what was him dude, just sitting with the ice man. Like,
oh my god, he was literally in the goal crease, and then he looked up and went, "Oh, look, a goalie!" You know?
Yeah,
stripped the puck off.
Like, dude, yeah. Like you can't shoot a puck from 3 inches away. It's you can't do that. And then in the beginning of the year, you know, he was trying to do the Ovechkin backdoor one-timer and slap shots from below that face-off dot in the beginning of the season, which was kind of funny looking. But, you know, it's not funny anymore with this guy because he's getting paid to be an athlete, but he's not producing anything. Like, if I go back and look, I don't have my phone on me, but has he even scored a goal in the last dozen games?
I feel like he has.
That he's played?
Played in? Yes.
I feel like he has. I want to say it's – where's the Panthers?
He had 8 goals in the first, I think it was like 20 games. And after that, he just went shitter.
Yeah, I can't even find it. Like, just
He went on a stretch of like 17 plus games at least twice this year where he didn't score a goal.
He doesn't have confidence in what? What's that?
No, I'm saying, I just think it's when Corey says, like, yeah, he just, like, or I think you said, yeah, it doesn't have confidence.
Yeah.
I think it's the whole team right now doesn't have confidence. Like,
well, I think it has a lot to do with there's players. Torch says it perfectly. There's players on the team that aren't playing as good as they think they are. And I don't think Atkinson is the type of player that's going to say that he's playing well when he's not. I think
he's humble enough to realize that, you know, my production and my performance is shit. You know I play better. I can play better. I'm just not producing.
I just don't think he can keep up is what's happening right now. Yeah.
Think the game in pass him. Layman's terms, like, the game is passing him by.
100%.
And that, and, you know, I feel bad for him, but it's like, you know, how much longer can you continue to run a guy out there like that?
Well, it's the same thing's going to happen. It's not happening to Provorov because Provorov's actually doing well with Columbus. The team just sucks.
It's a bad team, but he's flourishing out there.
I had him on fantasy for a little bit. He was doing well.
He's still holding at a 1.8, 1.9 on a shit team.
Yeah. Well, he's got 118 fantasy points this year on a bad team.
Buzzer. Enough talking about Prove.
Who scored a goal?
She did tell me to turn it off, and I forgot. Is this still going?
No. Yeah, it is.
I got my fingers on the mute button. All right, so you got Atkinson. Kurt, is that it? Just Atkinson?
Fuck no. Bye, Cal Peterson.
Okay, well, that's a gimme.
Well, he's a goner. He's not going to be a buyout.
Well, he's got a contract for next year.
What that thing towards you? Or towards, there you go.
Honestly, technically, my pick is going to be Cal Peterson. He's got 1 year left, and it's only a 1.2 cap hit against us. I think we're going to keep Cam. In the offseason, we keep eat up half of his cap and probably end up trading him to fucking Columbus for a bag of pucks like we usually fucking do.
Get Provorov back.
I love it. Honestly, like, we made out like a king's ransom, honestly, with that Provorov trade. Because honestly, Columbus has tried to trade him during the trade deadline. They couldn't even get a first round for him. That's what they wanted. We technically got 2 first rounders, a third rounder, a prospect. So, yeah.
Okay, so we got. He said, "What'd you say, Wayne? I can't remember what you said. What did he say?
Maybe we'll take another run. What's
that?
He said Forrester at some point. Kurt said Peterson.
You know who I completely forgot about was going to bring up Ristolainen because he's been hurt on and off so much. I completely forgot about him.
His cap is high though, isn't it?
It's high.
Yeah.
2 years.
Jesus Christ.
Honestly, I like him as a third line defenseman. Put him a fucking
I mean, he's not hurt. I don't think he's hurt. His injury is as significant enough to have him not play next year.
Yeah.
So at least he should play next year. That's a good one though. That's a guy that everyone forgot was on the team.
Yeah.
Oh, you figure he missed what the first 20?
Dude, we have another year for $4 million. That's another player too. He's going to be just like with Ryan Ellis on the fucking long term IR.
So what my question with that is, what the fuck is going on with that? Because it said him that he wanted him and Torts.
Him and Torts back in the Columbus days when we first played together. Yeah, they just never saw eye to eye. And yeah, it ain't gonna happen.
Charles Becker, what's up, bro?
But how many games did Risto miss this year? I mean, he missed what, the first 20 some games of the season?
He's been out.
I'm ballparking first, probably what, the first 20 some games of the season?
Missed the beginning, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. It's been a long season, guys, and I don't remember him even being on the ice. I'm not saying he wasn't. I just don't remember him being on the ice.
I remember he put a couple guys over the bench.
Yeah, I like him. I say
I think if he's healthy, you hang on to him. But if it's going to be something fucking wild here, like, and he's, you know,
because we need that shutdown defenseman besides fucking just Sealer on the defense. Because you got fucking Sanheim that's playing men's league hockey, skating up and down, and fucking when he gets back on defense, he's looking at the puck and not. I wouldn't want him on my team. I wouldn't either. I wanted to get rid of him. Everybody's like, "Oh, Sanheim's so good." I'm like, "Yeah, no."
Greg Montour loves Sanheim.
I'm not a Sanheim.
It's
Hextall's fucking cousin's kid. It's all it is, they're related.
I just fucking bit the fucking thing and just opened the fucking wound back up.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Fucking chewing ice.
Suck on the ice cube, not chew it, fool.
Fuck that. Greg Montour just left. Anyway, moving on.
Like blood or did it taste like pus?
Yeah, Risker will play 31 games this year.
That's blood.
31 games. So he missed 50, essentially around 50 games this year.
Mm. So I
that's the most in his career.
I personally think it's got to be. I think on the Risto thing, you got to hang on to him.
I keep him.
If he's healthy, he does play. I do like Risto. I did like that when we got him.
Snarly guy.
Do you think he could be?
Does everyone remember the Risto rage? Everybody remember that when he first started playing, dude, he was fucking mad as fuck. You don't remember seeing that?
I used to hate everything.
What?
I used to hate playing against, like when the Flyers would play against him.
Oh yeah,
he would throw
up in Buffalo. Ring. He was a freaking animal.
He did it up here, dude. He was fucking throwing dudes around. If you can find a gif of his face while he played with us, like fucking, they were calling it the Risto rage. He fucking was losing his shit. But I personally think, and this is not going to be you gotta get rid of somebody here because you have a lot of people you're gonna have to sign. A lot of these younger players you can sign them for cheap. I don't know what his thing is, but I personally think that we need to move on from Farabee. It's just not there. He's just not there, and he's not there at the right times. Like this should be the having him. Play at his top playing ability is what we need, and he hasn't been doing it lately. He's been a ghost on the ice. Other team, and he would be
confident, but yeah.
Other teams would definitely take him and definitely think that they could mold him into something, which I don't think it's going to be something.
I've always liked him. Yeah,
I love Farabee. Yeah. I like Farabee. He'll fight.
He doesn't shoot.
He's same. He doesn't like. Do anything. Yeah, he
passes a lot. And like I said, like I loved him when he played for fucking BU. He would shoot and fucking snipe. I'm like, go back to that game. Like, stop thinking about the game. Like, stop trying to think like trying to make passes.
Fuck you want
hockey.
Moving on.
Hold on.
Giveaway.
Since you're talking about Farabee right now.
Farabee.
Yep.
Do you think the Ducks would be interested in Farabee for Zegras? And maybe swish swash sprinkle in some draft picks. Because Zegras obviously doesn't want to be there anymore because his boy is there.
I don't want him to go anywhere.
So
I don't think he could last in this city.
No, sure.
And him and Torts.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Torts hates him.
Torts just saying.
That's why I thought it was funny when they first brought up Zegras. I'm like, oh yeah, Flyers are talking. I'm like,
no, huh? Not.
No.
It's funny how that ended up, though. You see how it works? Yeah. Like, and that's why I always say, like,
multiple sources too. I was just like, not just one. It was multiple. So I'm like, huh?
You see how it works when it's like they're talking to Zegras, but they were actually talking to Drysdale.
Oh yeah.
Like that's it's just.
Oh my God! Wait, that's the first time I've ever seen you do that. What do you have going?
Got now.
You got him talking about it, so and keeps the thing going on.
It's just not going to happen.
It was between Chikrin and fucking Zegras, they were talking to at the trade deadline.
I don't know if I would. I don't know how I felt about Chikrin either.
I honestly would have him over fucking Sanheim in a heartbeat. That's just me. He just plays a solid fucking.
Yeah, but what's Chikrin done more than what Sanheim has done? Has he been more this year? Is he in Detroit? Where is he?
Ottawa.
Ottawa? Yeah. He's in Ottawa?
Yeah, and they were looking to get rid of him. I've always liked him.
I feel like he's just like that player, though. He just doesn't play sometimes.
He's playing on shit teams, but yeah.
Yeah, but
go after Ben Sherratt, then.
Oh. The Chariot is not coming. Come on. Here we got one here. I think we're all in agreement to this. Addard is better than Stahl. Getting is better than Stahl. I think
Johnson. Yeah, that line.
Well, Stahl thing. Like it's starting to. I understand what's happening here, but now you got these two kids. Stop fucking doing this crazy shit with Stahl. I understand. Get back to the original plan and have him playing less games.
Well, originally they said like, hey, we're gonna have you on the team. He goes like, hey, if we don't make the playoffs, we're gonna trade you to a contender.
Yeah,
because he plays good in the fucking playoffs. Always, he was always a good shutdown defenseman on the third line. And I was surprised we couldn't move him. I was like, "Fuck," because we weren't playing him in the beginning of the year, and now we're fucking playing him. Fuck.
You couldn't move him because you had defensemen who were hurt 7-8.
Well, that's the thing here is kids up. These two guys. Every time they come up, I've loved everything about Addard. I mean, even the first game that Ginning comes up, he fucking is leveling people. Like, yeah,
solid defense.
They're good. They're good defensemen, and I think that
they're aggressive.
Having people, Adder has a good shot. The thing is, he just needs to hit the fucking net. The first two games, I kept screaming. I'm like, stop being ghost despair. Honestly, hit the fucking net because you're shooting the puck and you're missing that every fucking time. I was like, you have a great shot. Hit the net.
They're both aggressive defensemen, and it's great to watch them play and everything. I do think. Obviously, I think Ginning is a little better with his puck work than Addard is. Addard can be a little shaky at times, but I got to be honest with you. I'm a big fan of both of them. I understand that. Well, Ginning's going back to what? The Swedish league or something in the offseason?
No one knows because, I mean, like we were talking about.
He said it was supposedly said that, you know, he would not be returning to the NHL or the AHL next year.
I go back to the AHL. Fuck no. It's one-way contract. He's going back to Sweden.
I feel like I was telling Kurt on the way here that there had to have been a conversation of, hey, look, we're going to play you. If you're going to stay, we're going to bring you up. If you don't, obviously you're going to leave, and that's going to be it. Yeah. He obviously wants to play. If he gets the chance to play in NHL, he's going to stay. He's not going to go. The reason why he's going is because he was playing in NHL and AHL and didn't. What's that?
I said, you know, that line of him and Addard has proven themselves to be a pretty aggressive line, and I'm a fan of it.
And they're young, and they can keep up.
Yep,
that's the thing.
They were playing second pair lines, especially when we're hurting on defense, and I was surprised how good they were. Not a third line, but they're playing second line minutes.
Okay, so in just a crazy instance, Stahl's gone, and maybe you do buy Risto out or you can trade Risto. Guess what? Those two guys right there can fill in for a full defensive line that you're going to lose now.
And also Eric Johnson, too, will lose. We're
already losing the whole line anyway, so they would fill in for that third line or second line.
Yeah. They're really everything that I've heard, though, is they're high on Johnson, man, because he's been – isn't he – he was a Stanley Cup.
He's a good
Colorado.
I heard he's really a really good locker room guy, like –
Yeah, the locker room guys aren't fucking. We got enough of them.
And actually, that was one thing too.
Stahl was brought in to be, and look at what happened to him. Stahl was brought in to be, you know, a locker room veteran presence, and now look what happened.
But he was brought in to be an off ice mentor to the young defensive core.
Yeah, a veteran. Type guy, but
right, and that's. How do you think he feels? He's like, fuck, I wasn't supposed to be playing all these games.
Like, yeah, he's got a lot of games played this year because, like I said, our defensive core was hurt. You know, you got defensemen missing games and stuff like that. And, you know, Tortorella seems to not be happy with Zamula either. So maybe he's going to be scratched a couple games towards the end of the season now.
Oh, he has been.
All right, we're moving on. We got Torch calls the boys soft. I'm just going to make mine short and sweet. I agree with it. Made it known on social media. I agree with it. They're soft. That's what's happening. It does lead into Torch calls the boys soft, but then is everybody okay with Torch's decision so far? Are there any that anybody dislikes, doesn't agree with?
The seven defensemen, I hated that. Seven defensemen and only three and a half lines. That's the only thing I didn't like. Other than that, I'm just fine with.
Corey?
I'm hit or miss with him, to be honest with you. What is your thought process behind scratching Delorier all the time? I mean, you have guys in the lineup like Atkinson who's not scoring anyway. So you might as well put somebody out there who has the aggressive, who has a little bit of grit, and if somebody feels like they're feeling froggy, well, guess what? Delorier can leap with you.
His first game that he ever plays from being scratched for over a week, he played 5 minutes and was a -1. He's not going to do anything. I honestly would rather have Cam. Not really Cam, but the fucking Russian kid over both of them, but yeah.
What, you're talking to Romanov?
Yeah.
I think it's
a speed and he has a shot.
I think it's a double-edged sword situation. If you're going to compare Atkinson to Delorier, obviously you're going to want to go with Atkinson because he does have the edge of speed. Well, I don't really know if he's fast. He's not fast. Is he faster than Delorier? Oh, yeah. Plus he's probably going to score more times than Delorier regardless of how much he has. But at the same time, I'll play devil's advocate with my own comment. I don't like they're not being, they haven't been physical at all. They haven't been physical at all. And you can't leave it on Sealer, who just came back from injury, to all of a sudden, even though he's been doing it, he's been blocking shots. And you can't leave it up to Hathaway, because going back to Wade's comment at the beginning of the season, okay, Armin says Atkinson is a fucking bum. Got it. He really has it. I mean, he beat up fucking what's his name from Buffalo. He beat the brakes off him. I forget his name.
Are you talking about Halfway?
Yeah.
Dylan Cousins.
Cousins. He did that, but he has it. I mean, he's leading the league in hits now. I believe that's what's happening.
Yeah, because that one game, like they did like the hit count and like, oh yeah, he missed a bunch of hits and got like 60 hits. But yeah,
He's not doing things that are policing the ice. So, I mean, you can't leave that to certain people. I mean, so if we're looking to score, then obviously but it can't be Cam Atkinson. It's got to be somebody else. You got to bring somebody up. Give a kid a chance.
Our top line hasn't been scoring. Honestly, the only one that has been really scoring, and I've noticed him actually been working hard, was actually Tyson Forrester. And I was like, I like his game, and Torts loves him.
Yeah, I don't think it's obviously not Atkinson. You got to figure that out. And I do think that's going to ultimately be the first thing that you see happen is they're gonna move him.
And the sucky part too is all the players in this team are pretty much on contract for next season, except for I think it was like Bobby Brink and like two other rookies. But yeah, other than that, it's like everybody else is locked up for next year.
Yep.
So there's definitely going to be some subtractions before additions for sure.
You got a lot of younger guys coming up that are just like. They're proving themselves down in, you know, the ECHL and juniors and, you know, the AHL and stuff like that. So it's only a matter of time before they're up here. I mean, you had, what was it? Help me out here. What was it? Denver Park. He just got his 100 point, like, what, a week or so ago? And it's not for nothing, but, you know, Matt Brown's been doing pretty well, too. And then you got a couple of the guys down in the AHL that, you know, you could potentially move up, but you're locked in with those guys.
some of those guys are just not. I mean, they don't have, like, if you look down at the Colin, I'm getting to that next. If you look at the people that are down there that were supposed to be up with us right now, like Zade Wisdom, what happened to Zade Wisdom? Obviously,
ECHL.
Right. So then, Wade Allison's gone. Some of the guys that are,
Dano Ye or whatever.
Dano Ye, yeah.
He's only got 16 points all season.
Not going to say the outlet that was riding his nuts heavy. And it just, there was nothing when that happened. A lot of people were doing it. There was nothing to ride. He's a new kid. He was a new shiny new toy. But these are guys that were projected to be doing these things, and they're just not doing anything.
I do like Slicksell, honestly.
I like him too.
He fucking hustles every fucking shift, and he actually has the highest scoring percentage out of any Flyer the last, I think, 4 games now.
Slicksell, I do like Andre.
Yeah, like Andre. Reminds me of a young Teeminen that can fuck is a physical guy. I can't wait for him to be a Flyer next year.
Okay, we'll get to this. Colin was asking about this. What's everybody's thoughts on Fedotov's first game with the Sabres? I mean, it was 6-2. Was it 6-2? No.
That was last night's game, 6-2.
4-2, sorry. Yeah, 4-2. Sorry. Fuck.
To me, I'm not even worrying about it. It's a learning curve. Yep. I mean, for God's sakes, when he came in for Urson and went into overtime, he went to the wrong net. Samson, I was like, yo, other end, dude.
It happened.
Oh, yeah.
That's the difference in the international play. You know what I mean? It's a learning curve for the kid. He's been here, what, 3 weeks?
Been here fucking 3 hours. Everybody wants him to bring us to the fucking playoffs.
Two weeks. But yeah. Like I said, he's jet-lagged like a motherfucker. Before he came to the United States, he traveled to two other countries beforehand. So he was jet-lagged. Like I said, like, new pads, like new system, new everything. He's got
all the stuff that no one's taking into account.
Like I said, a lot of people don't realize that. Like, oh yeah, he's gonna come over. He's a big guy. I'm like, dude, nah. He's gotta adjust. It's gonna take some time. That's what I'm like. This is like a trial period for us to see what he has, and then we'll see from next year. Brary's already been talking about signing him for another 2-year deal.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, you really. I mean, at the same time, you really don't have an option.
I think it was a handshake deal. You know, in order to get him over here. Saying, look, you know, we're willing to offer you 2 years of whatever per year.
We had him. We had his contract, didn't we? He was under contract from us anyway.
Yes and no, yeah. Like, that's why the whole thing with the whole, like, the IFF, the International Hockey League, stuff like that, and all, like, that's why they were going through it all. Like, it's a whole hit. I don't explain that.
I don't think, me personally, answering Colin's thing, you really can't even pay attention to Fedotov this year. Yeah. If he loses, he loses. The guy, just listening to him in post game or just in press conferences, everything about him. I mean, he did come off of not a so great year.
What do you expect? Not playing for a year, right? Not playing hockey, stuff
so
like that. Yeah,
you can't torture the guy.
He had a year of military service.
Right. Siberia. And that's the thing too. Is you're also. I'm not sure. I don't follow the Phantoms as much as I should. I don't know if Kolesov has even played yet.
Right. He won't play for another week. Like I said, him and Fedotov are totally different players. Fedotov actually is playing in a North American rink size.
Right.
Fedotov will definitely be getting some playing time here because I think next weekend they have a Friday, Saturday. Then the next weekend they have a Friday, Saturday. The next 3 weekends are all back-to-back.
There are no more back-to-backs.
No more back-to-backs. Last night was the last back-to-back.
Yeah.
For the Phantoms?
For the Phantoms.
Well, that's what I said about with Fedotov. Not Fedotov. Kolesov.
Yeah.
They always have back-to-backs. They only do weekend games, yeah.
What I'm saying, though, you know, they have a Friday, Saturday, and a Monday, or a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, next weekend. Right. Then they have, like, a Friday, Saturday. So they're
honestly, yeah, Phantoms look good too. They're technically 4 points ahead of Springfield for the playoff, and they have one game ahead. So like they should make the playoffs. And honestly, Kovalsal will be ready to go for playoffs. And honestly, I think he's definitely going to help out for them. That's why we had that bet. I was like, he's not going to get NHL. I was like, he's going to help out the Phantoms.
I don't know what bet you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Well, Cal Peterson,
I'm going for two. I'm coming for you, Corey. Ovi's coming.
Jesus.
Like I said, I'm going to get the $100 bill, put it on a plaque, and put it in my office. Just hang it.
Now you got the robot going all over the place.
Follow me. He moved with him. All right, let's get the greedy look ahead. Get this thing fucking moving.
That's disgusting.
Okay. That's her drink of choice. Moving on. Let's go. Greedy Look Ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your jerky. And any orders over $50 get you free shipping. So this week on Tuesday, we have the Habs in Montreal. Thursday, we have the Rangers at MSG. And then, Saturday's a 5 o'clock game, dude.
Huh?
That's the Simmons night.
Game. 5 o'clock.
You know how I feel about that.
You know why? Probably because they're going to have like a 2 hour fucking.
Cool, man.
As they should. Oh. Dude, he's the definition of a flyer.
Sounds like a living room show right into that.
Oh. Maybe a spectator for that.
Just say.
I need to.
But with that being said, we're going into weekly picks. All right, so weekly picks. This is a weird scene you did. Weekly picks brought to you by SeatGeek. Go to your Android or iPhone app store, download the app. And use promo code Old City Sports Network, one word, for $20 off your first order. Also, make sure you download the Ticketmaster app because it's a third-party thing and the Wells Fargo Center does not fuck around with that. You're going to have to go through, after you buy your tickets, you have to go through Ticketmaster. And don't be a schmuck. Get a couple emails. Rock that bad boy. So what are you guys picking? We got I'm automatically going to pick the Devils game. Simmers game, so... And it's living room show day, so come on. Yeah, it's gonna be. I'm not gonna remember it.
Yeah, right. It's gonna be Gong Show.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die.
Alan's gonna be here.
I am going to die.
Someone's dying.
I'm gonna die with those fucking deep fried pickles.
Yeah, your deep fried pickles will kill you, right, Jesse?
Let me tell you something about those deep fried pickles. I got that guy for moron of the week. He clapped back.
He did clap back. No.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a phone call for that one. But
well, I haven't even looked. Did he say something back or no?
Oh yeah. Well, I said that they were definitely worth the $12 because they definitely were. They were 100% worth it. That whole thing was
waiting filled. For 45 minutes, but yeah.
Yeah, no. When I got home, we put them in the air fryer.
As you should.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, fucking.
The bag was a little excessive though.
I don't know, man. That fucking whole styrofoam thing was completely filled to the brim with those things, and the sauce that it was like petal sauce.
Yeah, I'm surprised the mice didn't make it in there.
I would eat them. I would have fucking eat them. But yeah, he clapped back and he said,
"Spending $1,200 a year there."
Yeah, he said, we just lost this. I was like, you're from South Carolina, dude.
No one wants you here, yeah.
What are you talking about? I just gave him the thumbs up. I was like, bro, we're not getting into this.
So living down Shut here up. Is a lot
Yeah, cheaper. Guy's a douche.
Calm down there, Skip.
What a fella.
Listen here, Scooter.
Look, pal.
What do you guys pick it for the weekly pick? Well, Wade, what do you got?
I'm going to say the Rangers because it's kind of like the only team that's left that's playoff bound in our eyes. And maybe we'll win against them, but suck against everybody else that's not in the playoffs.
I'm going to be honest. I'm fucking checked out, guys. Fucking done here. I'm here, but I mean, I'm here for it. It's a little bit more of a ride here, but It's more of an I sense the 21st being the last episode of Flyers Alley for the season until the draft. So,
Phantoms Alley, or the playoffs.
Phantoms of the Spectrum.
Yeah, no, I'm not driving back and forth to Lehigh.
You guys went around for that. All right, Corey, what do you got?
I'm going to have to go to the Rangers, but I'd like to see, basically, since the season's checked out, I would really like to see round two of DeLaurier and Rempe.
Ooh. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's 15 minutes of fame.
There's a lot of people.
I just don't think it's going to happen, though, because DeLaurier keeps being scratched. And I'm sure Rempe will probably get suspended for something here soon.
I agree with Scratch and DeLaurier for that game, because it's fueling the fire of Rempe, and I'm just we talked about him. Cool, I like what he did. He brought a resurgence back for the enforcer. He's just getting beat up. Yeah, so I mean, you want that one, Kurt? What do you got?
One, I always like playing against Montreal because, one, they always bitch and complain. It's like, oh, it's like between like fucking Cole Caulfield over fucking Cam York. I just love, like, dude, the Twitter, I love following them. They always bitch. And then now it's fucking Michkov over fucking Remenbach. But honestly, I also think it could go down to the last game season against Washington, just like it did in 2010 for the Rangers. Who's going to be in the fucking playoffs? Everybody knows what happened in 2010. We went to the fucking
talk about cup, that.
You never know. Never know.
Like I said, if they make it to the playoffs, obviously it's time to be hype. I'm about it. Because, like I always say, if you get in, you know, anything can happen. But I said it to us at Sterling Pig the other night. I don't think the fucking fan base has the stamina to deal with this team in the playoffs. It's going to get so ugly. But we'll see. We can move on to Moron of the Week.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys! Still
one of the greatest. Goodbye, Sterling Pig. If I can step. Jeff Kendall here. Holy crap, your fried pickles went from $7 all the way to $12. Just blew past 8, 9, 10, and 11. That is crazy. I get inflation, but that's insanity. Guess I won't be ordering them ever again. Nowhere near a $12 item. Get real. I like that fucking that
thing. That was supposed to be a joke saying, oh, the Flyers finally got their Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm. No, that's always a
your Photoshop screen. Sucked anyway.
Yeah.
Did you see my comment saying, did you really have to leave that like on a poster that had to deal with us? Like that was my only argument.
I did read that. I did see that, and I was like, wow. Plus kind of rude posting it on a poster promoting our sponsor and podcast. Probably something you should have kept to yourself.
I also could have done that.
Come on. And just, you know, last night's comment of me was like, yeah, living in South Carolina, you would really know, right, Scooter?
Not Scoot.
Now, what did Jesse say? Could you read Jesse's comment?
I just did.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't say anything.
Bad. Oh, wait. Jesse's comment about my urinal cake comments being cheaper. Actually ordered them and definitely worth the $12 there at Pippi Longstocking.
There you go.
The old Pip. He don't want Pip. That's what I got. I haven't really been on social media. I think Greg Montour sent me one. I think I was half asleep and just it's been a rough week with the Flyers. I just don't know what to do. It's gonna be even harder when we talk about.
That's a good moron of the week, but Jesse, did you see the one I sent you last night or this morning? I stole it off of Twitter. Or X, whatever the fuck it's called.
What is it, Facebook or?
Right, on
text?
Yeah, I may have.
Definitely Facebook is the only text I have from you or your childhood fucking pictures.
He was hammered last night.
I was not. Listen here, Steven Glansberg.
Not Stephen Glenn.
No, he was my dad.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have it.
All right. Well, it was something. It was, your phone. It was a thing I took from Twitter. One of them said, there's zero chance John Tortorella is the coach for the 24-25 season.
I did see that. Why?
I guess he said, I genuinely believe that after this, there's no way he doesn't step into the front office.
I still, like, honestly, I tagged you in the fucking TSN thing, them fucking ripping towards saying, oh, yeah, he's not holding accountable. Like, oh, we're trying to talk to him about
the thing.
Like, they're fucking morons. And I love it too. 2 hours later, Torts had a fucking press conference. Right. And literally, I was like, I guess this motherfucker's like, he's like, please watch this. Like, literally, I tagged him and I was like, please watch this. It's like, yeah, he's holding himself accountable. He's like, he doesn't want to deal with the same shit because he knows what the media's going to ask. Like, oh, so why isn't Torts in? You know why he's not in. He's not playing up the par, so he's not going to play. I'm not going to keep saying it every fucking game.
I did see this, Corey. I
thought that was pretty stupid.
Why would he did that's
how much what he's done this season? Because we're supposed to be a bottom five team, really a bottom
three. If we got into the playoffs, he would have got Jack Adams.
Oh yeah. If he's definitely, we got in the playoffs, he's definitely top 10. He's in top three for sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of awards, did I hear that Coots is Coots is up for the Masterson?
Didn't he get it? No. It's every media outlet has to pick somebody, and the media and the Flyers, and we picked him.
He's up for it.
Isn't he like he got something already, didn't he? Is that what that is?
We haven't done our yearly awards. That's the last game of the season. So that'll be the, is it Washington's home game? It's whatever the last
game. That's the last home game of the
season. Fucking like the Toyota Cup, most improved player, best defense, like that, yeah. Actually, right. That's what we definitely should do. Pick ours for next week.
What? We should win the awards.
I don't even know half of them.
I'll tell you.
I got about half of them memorized. We'll do it next
week. I got you. Yeah. Plenty of time for next week. Yeah.
Well, since when does it happen?
It's the last home game,
which is against the Capitals, and I believe Sunday.
Yeah, we just shared it on Sunday right before. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right, move on to Beauty of the Week and then get the fuck out of here. I don't know how many fucking Beauties of the Week anybody's going to have. I would say just give one. I don't think three is necessary. Wade, I'm going to go to you first.
Moving on.
Right. The other teams. Got it, Corey.
Noah Cates, good for him. Popped on the scoreboard a few times. That's about all I got.
So mine, let me see. Number two, number three is definitely going to be Jennings and fucking Excel for finally getting their first NHL goals. For them playing fucking great hockey. And then number one, it's definitely going to be Drysdale because, honestly, he was probably easily our best player for the Buffalo game. He was just flying everywhere, just making good passes. It was like, it's going to – like, I originally want him – like, I was talking to my buddy John Burke. I was literally like, I want to shut him down for the rest of the season because I know we weren't going to make it to the playoffs. It was like, he hurt his shoulder. He missed most of the season last year. Yep. I was like, dude, he's 21 years old. Like, I want to save him for his future. But also, at the same time, his first game back fucking Buffalo, he was fucking moving. He was flying and – I'm excited to see what he has in store for the Flyers the next couple of years.
I'm a big fan of him. I do want to see him healthy. I agree with you with the shutting him down. If he's ready to rock and roll, it's such a fucking weird spot of the season right now. And I fucking hate it. I'm definitely going to give credit to the two rookies that got their first goal. That's always good, especially Lixell was like. Literally knocking on the fucking door every 10 fucking seconds.
The last two games, definitely.
Yeah, he's been there. It's just hasn't been able to, make it happen. But he's always been there.
The number one's got to be Fedotov if he's here. I mean.
Both are goalies, technically. I'm giving them both over here.
Yeah, give it to Fedotov and Kolosov. They're both here. And
two down, one to go.
Yep. Yeah.
If they're both up on the NHL lineup roster next year, it should be called Code Red.
Like that.
Code Red.
Because of Russia.
Yeah.
The Soviet red flag.
I still like Ivan the Giant.
Ivan the Giant.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what the earthquake was the other day.
That's what I saw. That. First, I was like, ah.
Fucking saw that. You guys got any final thoughts? Anything?
I actually got another question. So this whole bullshit with Carter Hart. Now, going forward, does his contract technically still goes against the Flyers going on? Because I know this year we got a break from the NHL. So did the other NHL teams. But does anybody know?
It continues into next season.
No, we would
if
have
it to affects give... us next year. You know what I mean?
No, it will not affect us. We would have to give him a qualifying offer for affiliate with us after this year. If not, he would be after December. He would be a restricted free agent.
Yeah, because he was supposed to. He was going to have to re-sign with us anyway, and all they'd have to do is just say that they're not going to give him the.
I'm
option.
Just saying with the whole legal battle because we got that. Kind of help this year because of what because it happened this year. Does that part of that contract get frozen or is that completely nullified now? Like, moving on,
I'm just gonna lead into the free agency and just him just not signing.
Yeah, with his age bracket, stuff like that, he's technically not a restricted free agent, but he's still technically connected with us until December. So if we don't sign him
this of 24,
yeah,
okay.
So if we don't sign him by, say, this summer, technically he's still in limbo, but if we don't sign him again after December, he will become exactly a free agent. Yeah, he can go anywhere. But like I said, I think they said they finally posted it's going to be in 2025 is the trial date. We'll know more than that. I thought it was going to be 2026.
That's what they said. They said that.
I thought it was going to be 26, but they just announced, I think it was like last week or whatever, it's going to be in 2025. So, yeah.
The whole legal thing getting involved, that's what, like, with the contracts, like, I don't know exactly how it plays out now.
It's murky waters for sure.
So, I mean, I don't really care. I mean, he's obvious, my eyes, he's fucking guilty as fuck, but that's just me saying it. So, technically, we would have an open spot on a roster next year then if we just let it go.
Well, it's definitely a we'll fucking see what happens, but it's not looking good for sure. I mean,
well, it's not good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully that answered your question. Anybody have any final thoughts?
Fuck you, Carter Hart.
All right.
Fucking someone that just dominated and killed us.
Yep. It is your fault, motherfucker.
In that, in the power play.
In the power play. Yeah. In the power play. Okay. Hopefully, I know a lot of fans want to see the Flyers get into the playoffs. Obviously, we would like that to happen, but at the same time, I don't know how good they're going to do. But with that being said, make sure everyone goes and likes us, joins our Facebook pages, at Flyers Alley, Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1, Instagram at Flyers Alley, and YouTube at Old City Sports Network. And we will see you guys next weekend, maybe. I don't know if we're going to be alive or not. We'll let you know.
Sunday's going to be hard.
What's going on, everybody? Jess here from Old City Sports Network at Flyers Alley. Everybody here loves sports, like going to events, need a ticket app. Make sure you guys use SeatGeek. Download SeatGeek from your app store on your Android or your iPhone. Make sure you guys select the game that you want and use promo code Old City Sports Network, all one word, for $20 off your first order. And don't be a schmuck. Go get a couple email addresses. Hit that thing up, dude. Do the right thing. SeatGeek. It's where it's at. Hey, everybody. Also want to come on here and tell you guys about our beard sponsor and Warlord Beard Oil. Make sure you guys go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN in all caps for 15% off your beard oil orders. And make sure any orders over $65 gets you free shipping. Make sure you head on over to www.warlordbeardoil.com. We all use it in Old City Sports Network. Anybody that has a beard is going to love it. Make sure you guys go use the promo code. Later.